You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends from Practical Wisdom share 10 important lessons about living that you don't learn in school. Enjoy.
Education is what remains after one has forgotten what one has learned in school. Did you ever hear this kind of famous quote from Albert Einstein? Kind of funny, isn't it? That one of history's greatest geniuses would suggest that what you learned in school might not actually be the most important thing? But considering how smart he was, I'm willing to believe he might have been right. Knowing the functions of stomata might be essential in appreciating some aspects of climate change, or if you're gunning for a career in the field of biology. But this knowledge definitely won't help you file your taxes, something that most of us, for whatever reason, are never taught in school. And no, I've never heard of the IRS cutting anybody any slack because they simply didn't know how to file their taxes. So, what are some important life lessons that you're not going to get in school? What do you have to learn through actual experience that you can't just copy down off a chalkboard? So those of you still in school get a better picture of what the real world is like, and those of you already finished with school can brush up and see how much you really know. Number 1. Perspective is key. We usually look at life from a single point of view, and school doesn't do much to change that. In school, you learn that Hitler was a really bad guy, and everything he stands for should be abhorred. If he won the war, the world would be a very dark place right now. Now, that's definitely true, but the Allies did some nasty things as well. While we often think of them as the good guys, they were the first side to ever use nuclear weapons, which has influenced nearly every war fought since. How's that for a little perspective? I'm not arguing that the Axis was good and the Allies were bad, though. The point is, in school, we don't always get to explore the other side of the coin, because we're quite often only shown one side. In real life, though, where you have to juggle friendships, work, and romantic relationships, it's important to be able to understand things from all sides, not just your own. There are going to be times in life where your side of things is truly the most important for your own development and happiness. But if you can take other people's side of things into account and have an open and honest dialogue with them about how to meet your needs and theirs, things will go a lot more smoothly and you'll end up seeming a lot less selfish. Which leads us to our next point. Number 2. Not everything is about you. Have you ever had to sit through a conversation with someone who cannot stop talking about themselves? I'll bet it made you want to grab them by the shoulders and say, "Listen, the world doesn't revolve around you." We've all been around people who don't understand that everything isn't about them all the time, and we can probably agree they don't make very good company. Whether you're at dinner, a party, or just trying to unwind on the couch after a stressful day. Because we're living life looking out from our own two eyes, it often feels like everything that happens around us must be about us. But think about this. That experience is true for everyone else you know as well. If your partner is in a foul mood you can't understand, don't immediately jump to the conclusion that it must have something to do with you. Of course, sometimes people's bad moods will have something to do with you. But don't make the mistake of thinking this is always the case. The egocentric bias is a state of overthinking everything, because you think everything is all about you. Psychologists argue that we think like this because we are attempting to give our lives a coherent narrative, where everything happens for a reason around us. But this kind of thinking will take you down a rabbit hole, where you think every word said around you is about you, and every time you walk into a room, the attention is on you. This is not healthy, and forces you to package yourself into a more acceptable person, when really, most of what's going on is solely inside your own head. If you suffer from egocentric bias, try this. For a couple of days, do something radically different with yourself. For example, if you're the kind of person who is usually the loudest in a room, be quiet. On the first day, a couple of people will notice and ask you why you're undergoing such a sudden change in behavior. After a while, though, no one will even notice that you used to be loud, because they're too preoccupied with their own lives and what other people think about them. Everyone has their own issues to worry about. Try to avoid thinking of yourself as the biggest issue other people have in life. You definitely aren't. So, now that we've taken all the attention off you for a second, let's get into another key lesson. Number 3. Good friends are very important. There is nothing as valuable as good friends. This is yet another lesson that you probably won't learn while trying to have the best grades in the class. Good friends make everything worthwhile. Would you like to sit alone drinking cheap booze and complaining to yourself about the government or your least favorite political figure? Well, drag a couple of friends along and the proposition starts to sound a little more fun, right? Without friends, the mundane day-to-day happenings in your life can take on a depressing, somber tone. Things feel much more oppressive when you don't have good people to spend quality time with. On the other hand, with a few good friends, even life's biggest challenges are that much easier. Life's victories feel better, and the losses are less crushing. Life is all about experiences, and having people who are present when you are going through things, good or bad, is a definite plus. Which brings us to our next point. Number 4. You are responsible for your happiness. While it's wonderful to have good friends, it isn't your friend's responsibility to make you happy. It also isn't up to your family to help you feel good. Your happiness is predicated entirely upon you. So, to define your happiness, you need to understand what makes you happy and then intentionally try and bring it into your life. When you give someone the power to make you happy through their words and their actions towards you, you also give them the power to make you unhappy by doing the opposite. Giving your happiness over to someone else will make you feel weaker and less confident in your own ability to provide for yourself. In an ideal life, only you can decide how happy you get to be, and no one else gets to determine when you are happy and for how long you stay that way.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.